Okay, boys. So today's daf is Daf Yud Aleph. We're holding at the very top of the Amid. A brand new Mishnah. Zuk the Mishnah. Mozgu loy es hakois. They went and poured a kos of yayin for someone to drink. The Omar, and the recipient said, Hareini nozer mimenu. I am a nozer from this kos yayin. Zuk the Mishnah. Harei zeh nozer. Even though his intent was vis-a-vis this particular kos, he says Hareini nozer. He becomes a nazir. Meaning, for the full 30 days, not just from this kos, but a general, normal nazir. However, the Mishnah continues on, Ma'asim isha achas. There's a story by one woman, Shehoisa shikoida. Unfortunately, she was a shikar, she was addicted to wine. Umazgulu as a kos, and they poured a kos for her. V'yomran, she said, Hareini nazir mimenu, I am a nazir from this kos. Now, based on what we just learned, she should now be a full-fledged nazir. Amru chachamim loy neskavne zu el loy maharihu olai korvin. What she intended was not to become a nazir, but rather just to go and answer that particular kos upon her, as if she was saying a koinim and neder, and therefore she does not become a full-fledged nazir or nazira, but rather she just cannot drink that kos. And whenever you have such a Mishnah, the Gemara always begins the same way. Masa listor. You start off by telling me that a person who makes a statement to Reni Nozir from this cause becomes automatically a full-fledged Nozir. And then you tell me a mas b'isha achas, that she said those very words, Hareini nazir mimenu, from that cause. And guess what? We say, no, it's only this cause and not everything else. Everything Gemara. Amris reisha hariz enozir. This part of the kasha. Masa listor amris. You started off the reisha hariz enozir. That what that she does not become a nazir. Alma b'hayu di aser. It's only against that particular custom we say that she becomes aser. Ho yena achrin ashari, but any other yain, she is mutter. Freitzach limura, what's going on over here? Zorki machsir machsir v'hochitani. You're right. You have a very good point. And what you have to do is you have to add a few words to the Mishnah. After we say that moskulo is a kos, v'yom hareini zeh nazir mimenu, hari zeh nazir. However, add now that Mozgul lo yesakos, the Omar Hareini nozer mimenu harizen nozer. Once again, that we're repeating from the Mishnah. Mishnah started off Mozgul lo yesakos. He says Hareini nozer mimenu harizen nozer, and now the chsurim machzra, the im shikerhu. However, if this is a person who is an addict vis-a-vis drinking wine, the Omar, and he says Hareini nozer mimenu, I don't want this. I'm a nozer from this kos. Ein nozir does not become a nozir. Why? My timer. Kimandiyama hari olai korbenu. It's as if the person is saying, a koinim, I don't want this kos of yayin. V'chite molei mahochi soi bazoi. Why didn't he say that? Koinim koi ze olai. Sover meisen li achrinu mitzaren li. Ah, what's going on is you have a shikr, and everybody knows the town shikr, and everybody likes to poke fun and to chepa with the town shikr, and everybody likes to have a little entertainment. Oh, you know, whatever, he drinks a lot, then he becomes a little tipsy, and he says things, oh, it's a bit labidic. And so therefore, this person says to himself, I don't want this cost that they're offering me now, because I'm already a shtickle shikr. I'm afraid that if I say that I only do not want this cost, guess what they're going to do? Somebody's going to go to the kitchen and bring another kos. And if I say, no, I'm not taking this kos, I coin him this kos alai. Somebody else will come from somewhere else and bring me yet another kos. My time, kemad yamar lai karbenu, v'chiteima lei mahochi, why didn't he say coin him? Because sober meisen li achrina, they're going to bring me yet another kos, umutzarenli. And they're going to pester me, and they're going to provoke me, and incite me to go and say things and do things that I wouldn't like to do. It's heimlehu hamilza. That's why I'm going to go and say a word, depsikalhu, something which is psika, meaning something which is like a psak. I say, I'm a nazir. Once I'm a nazir, they're not going to go and bring me any choices, not from here, not from there, not from anywhere. They know that I'm a nazir, I can't finish drinking. But that really was not his intention. Really, the intention was just to stop them from meddling in his nebuch, in his being shikr. Masanami, once we have these additional words in the Mishnah, now we understand the Mishnah continues on. Masanami, b'isha achas, that in fact, had that very situation that she was a shikr, and they poured her a kos, and she was afraid that if she says, I'm not going to drink this kos, they'll just bring her another kos. And if she says, I don't want that one, they'll bring her another kos. Therefore, she said, Areni Nozir, to get everybody off her back. But really, she had no intention of becoming a Nozir. She was just saying that to stop all of the people that are trying to poke fun and make fun of her.
Now, a person that does a neder or a nezirus and a shikr, what validity does?
We're assuming that the person is not a total shaitif, that the person is totally, you know, is already beyond
inebriated, not totally inebriated.
Yeah, in other words, he or she is at the point where if you take another kos or two, then it's really going to be bad. That's why they said,
no,
stop.
Able to function, but his mind is fuzzy. He's in an elatedly, abnormally happy mood. Not that he's fainting, mummies from.
Is he able to study? Is he able to walk?
Mean, what point of consciousness we consider a shikr's word valid?
Until the point that the person acts like he is deranged or insane, even if he's temporarily deranged.
Yeah.
Until that point,
it has to be totally out.
Exactly. I don't know. Totally. I don't know if it has to be 100%.
You know the DUI test.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's already 98%, I think we're already there.
Wow.
You see, if the person can walk and still talk and function, then they're still okay.
You translate as alcoholic, not that the person was drunk already, but they were vulnerable.
Exactly.
Is there a technical difference if the person says that he is a nazir or if he wants to be a nazir?
The magic terms are hareni nazir. Once you say those two terms, those two words, he becomes instantaneously a nazir.
But if the person says, oh, I am already a nazir.
You can say that.
Does that mean anything? Or
I'm already a nazir. I think that's kind of the person's telling a story. I want you to know that I'm already a nazir.
Yeah, like in the case of the drunken person that...
I mean, he or she could have said, I am a nazir already.
Yeah, he said, I'm already a nazir, so I don't want to drink. Order that they shouldn't bring the drinks.
That person wasn't such a big Talmud Chacham, and the person just figured, said, I'm already a nazir, I'm a nazir. Therefore, everybody will now scatter, and they're not going to bother anymore with drinks. Now they're going to bring now mocha cake to eat because they know that he can't drink anymore, or they'll bring oranges. What's valid?
If he does that,
if he says already knows it, says our Mishnah, it no longer has the power of converting that person into becoming a nozir. Rather, it's just a koinam. Koinam means a neder, not to drink the particular kos that we're offering to him. A regular individual who's not an alcoholic, and you offer him, here's a kos yayin, and he says, I'm a nozir mimenu, then automatically he becomes a full-fledged nozir. However, if the person is alcoholic, and you're offering him a cup of wine, and he says, already nozir, he doesn't really want to become a nozir, he's just doing that to fend and to push people aside, that they shouldn't offer him yet another cup, another cup, another cup. On to the next mission. Zuk to mission. Hareini nozer al menas she'ehei shoyse yayin umetam lemesim. A person takes upon himself naziris with a built-in tanai. What's a built-in tanai? That he's saying, I want to be a nazir, but I want to still be able to drink wine, and I want to be able to metam lemesim. Meaning, I am ready, willing, and able to accept the iser naziris, for instance, of eating grapes. Mechatzan vazog. No, I won't do that. I'm fully cognizant of the halacha that I can't take a haircut. That's fine. But I cannot take the other restrictions of the naziris that I shouldn't be able to drink, I shouldn't be metam lemesim. Those things I want to do. Says the Mishnah, even though he made that stipulation, Hari Zenozir is automatically a full-fledged nazir. The Osir Bekulan is also as well in the Shtiyas Yayin and being metam lemesim. What's the reason why? We'll see shortly in the Gemara.
What happens if he inverted it? He said, "Al Menashe, shall I say, Yain Harini Nozer." He put that Nai
Koydem Lamasa. Won't make a difference. No difference. You'll see. Mention the Gemara. Yoidea Nishiyesh Naziris. I know that there is a parsha of Naziris in the world. I mean, I lane parshas Nosoi like everybody else every year. I know there's a parsha of Naziris. But I didn't realize that one of the Yisurim is Yayin. I always knew you can't eat grapes. Chatzan Vazog. I know you can't be Metam Lameisim. I know you can't go and take haircuts. But drink wine? Wine, that's so important. After all, in those days when they didn't have Coca-Cola and they didn't have orange juice and apple juice and everything else,
or filtered water,
or filtered water, and therefore then that wine was a staple. People used to go and drink wine 2-3 times a day, you know, like people drink coffee and things like that. So therefore, I was a kid drink wine. I'm sorry?
Beer.
Also. Beer as well, yeah. Probably those people that couldn't afford the wine probably drank beer. Probably depended on the person's means and where they lived and the supply, how much ample supply do they have of beer or of wine, etc. Anyway, Zokta Mishnah Hari's Osir. So when a person says, I know there's an Issa Naziris, but I didn't know Nasi Yain, and he took upon himself Rabbi Nazir, Hari's Osir, he's Osir in everything, including the wine. Reb Shimon Matar, Reb Shimon, however, is Matar. He said, no, it's Mutar. The only question is, why doesn't Reb Shimon argue in the Reisha as well? In the Reisha, he said, Areni noz al menashe, he shoy se, yay, metam, lemezeh, nozir, ase bekulon, there too, he is accepting, he is taking a Tanai, he's trying to accept from his neder, the shtiyas yayin, and metam lemezeh. And now in the middle, we said, he took upon himself the ziris, I didn't know by the ziris yayin, do me a favor, I don't want, no, you're aser and everything, Reb Shimon says, matir.
He knows in the middle case, but in the first case he knows, the second case he doesn't know. He didn't know.
Good.
He says his charata, you know.
Excellent. So Mitchell will see this in the Gemara shortly. Yes.
What is Reb Shimon Matir exactly?
The whole Naziris or just, I mean,
yeah,
you can't have partial Naziris.
He can be a Nazir but drink wine.
Right. She say Eino Nazir. The language should say Eino Nazir.
You're doing a great job. Okay. I was going to go and discuss that when we get to the Gemara, but let's discuss it right now because I see everybody
is. I
know, but everybody else is.
I can't wait.
They can't wait. And you're almost high on this Gemara. So let's take a quick look back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We have over there a Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Everybody have that Mishnah? Not yet. Everybody's getting there. 3B, Gimel Amud Beis. Right? Okay, Ariel, are you with us?
Yeah.
Because we're addressing your issues, I want to make sure you're with us.
Yeah.
Good, wonderful. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Hareni nozir min hachatzanim u'min hazogim. The person could have simply said hareni nozir, but he added hareni nozir min hachatzanim u'min hazogim u'min hateglachas u'min hatoma. Guess what? Although it says ooh, it's really oi, meaning it's one or the other. Hareni nozir min hachatzanim or min hazogim. Or minat eglachas, or minat toma. Hari is a nozir, he becomes a nozir v'chol deduke naziris olav. Even though he said one or the other, not all of them, nevertheless he becomes a full-fledged nozir. However, says the Gemara, masnizin deloi ki haitano, deloi ki Reb Shimon. The Mishnah does not go like Reb Shimon, the Sandi said in the Brayis Reb Shimon, Oimer, einoi chayiv achiyodur mekulam. Rabbanan Savri, Rabbanan Amri, Afil Nozer, Elech Bichad Minoin, Have a Nozer. We have a machlokes here between the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, the Rabbanan, and Reb Shimon. That according to Rabbanan, if you make a Nozer, a Naziris, from any one of the Isuri Nozer, that's enough. It becomes fully blown, fully mushroomed in the full fledged Naziris. Says Reb Shimon, no. In the Chayim Achyoda Mikulam. You only take upon Naziris if you're willing to be a neder mit a nozer for alles. If you're not, it's gunish mit gunish 00. Now, how do I know that the Mishnah, when it said chatzanim v'yadzogim, that it means oi and not u? If you look at the toys all the way in the bottom, two lines before the bottom, min chatzanim min azogim all the way in the bottom, oi ketani in muchem gemara. It's any one of these that he said chatzanim or zogim or tiglachas. So the Tanakhama holds if you take upon yourself one full-fledged Nozer. Comes Reb Shimon and says if you take upon yourself one or two or three, you're not a Nozer until you take upon yourself everything. Okay, so now based on that, getting back to our Mishnah. Now, you asked here in the middle of the Mishnah, this person wants to take upon himself Naziris, but he said, not the Nozer Yain, that I can't do, that's a Kaddish. Tanakhama is like the Mishnah before. I'm sorry, mister, if you took upon yourself some Naziris, you're a full-fledged Nazir. Even if you said, I only want to do just grapes alone, doesn't work. That was the Tanakam of our Mishnah. Hari Nazir amanas sheishoisi yayim etam lemezim. Hari is a Nazir v'osu b'kulon. If you just acid yourself on one grape, boom. Of course, you can always make a koinim. But if you said, Hareni Nazir min ha-grapes, boom, he's a Nazir from kulon. Mashenkin Reb Shimon says, no. You got to go and say a nozer, either Areni nozer stav, or Areni nozer mina tiglachas and mina grapes and mina yayin and mina tumas mesim and mina tiglachas. He has to say everything. Okay, so now lechoyra, the same machlekas could be in the reisha, just like you have in the sefer. In fact, putting aside the sefer, trying to understand our mishnah vis-a-vis the mishnah Dav Gimel and the brayse there, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon should be arguing in the reisha. He should go and say, "Oh, you want to be a nozer chutz from shtiyas yayin and mitamal amazim." The mishnah says, "Are there nozer v'yasa v'kulam?" It should say, "Reb Shimon, I mean no." Until then, you don't become a nozer. Anyway, that's going to be the Gemara's kasha, as you'll see in another moment or two. But that machlokes is here in the sefer, the middle of the Mishnah, where we're talking about that he said, "Oh, I only took upon myself nazir. I didn't know about nozer yayin." Says the Tanakama, "Tough luck. If you take on yourself naziris, you're a total nozer." Says Reb Shimon, "If that wasn't his intention, it's got to be all or nothing. If you didn't want to take on naziris yayin, kunish, it's mutter." Mutta means that he's zero. It should be in the Gemara.
That's a neder betos.
Exactly. Yodei ani shanozir osir b'yayin avos sober ha'yisi shechomim matirim li. I know that nozir osir b'yayin. I'm not a total amoret, but I thought the chachomim will give me a break. That neisha ein ani yochel lichyos el b'yayin. Everybody knows I cannot live without yayin. 1 or 2 days without yayin is like people that are addicted to coffee. I can't. I have to take my yayin. Without that, I can't live. Or even they shani koyres amesim. Nebuch, my panosa is that I'm a grave digger, and that's a very grave profession. But if I don't have the ability to go and be metamal amesim, it's going to even be more grave because I won't have panosa. Zok the tanek amar is a mutter. Then it's okay. Reb Shimon oyser. Reb Shimon says that it's osa. L'choyre, it should be just the opposite. Just the opposite. According to Tanakama that says, once you take upon yourself abyssal naziris, you're a full-fledged nazir.
Right.
So he says, I want to accept from it the ishtiyas yayin and the kaiv l'meisiv. So Tanakama, oh, that's fine. It's okay. No, okay. Reb Shimon should be the one that says that it's mutter, because Reb Shimon says it's all or nothing. Either he takes upon himself everything, yazim ikulana. So this is the Eshved, the Mishnah. Mentioning more, we'll discuss this as well. Jokimah. Why doesn't Reb Shimon argue in the Reisha? Since we had Reb Shimon on Gimel Amadeus that said, "Ad she yazim ikulan." If you only take naziris from one, it's worthless. No, here he took naziris only from some. He said, "Amanasha hey shoyse yain tam lebeis." In other words, I accept naziris for the glachas. I accept naziris from eating grapes. Says our Mishnah, that's enough. Ari zenazir, full fledged. Reb Shimon said, no, achiyazmi kul, and you have to say everything. So the Reb Shimon should say in the Mishnah, O mutter, Reb Shimon matir. Says he, you're right, O Reb Shimon Levi, cholikai Reb Shimon ap reisha. Reb Shimon, in fact, argues in the reisha, just like in the Sefer, and the Mishnah relied on the fact that we bring Reb Shimon matir in the middle, that he's referring to both cases.
Covers both,
Reb Shimon matir in both cases. That's, of course, an easy fix, if you will. Ravina Oman, no. But Reishalay Pali Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon agrees. Why does he agree? My timer. Shem dehavalei masta mashikosu b'teira. Chala masta mashikosu b'teira tanoi batal. Since the Torah says that if you want to be a nozer, you have to be a nozer from everything, and this person is starting to make tanoim different types of conditions. I'm not going to be a zanzon here. I'm going to be only a zan nozer and a nozer and a. Your tanoim are batal. It's not like the case back in Gimel Amud Beis, because there, all the person said is Hareni Nozer Me'achatzanim V'Yadzog, or Hareni Nozer Me'ayayim. So he didn't say the full-fledged Naziris. Says Reb Shimon, until you say either Hareni Nozer, or you say everything, you're not a Nozer. But that wasn't a Tanai, that wasn't a condition. Either you accept the whole thing, or you don't accept the whole thing. Here the person is making express Tanai that he's limiting the scope of the Naziris. Hareni Nozer, I want to be a Nozer, but only Al Menas Mitatanai, that I should be able to do this, that I should be able to do that. Yemas Mashikasu B'Torah. There, everybody agrees, even Reb Shimon, that is worthless. He cannot go and uproot his Naziris. Hariz and Nozer, he also Mikula. Chol Mas Mashikasu B'Torah. That's the teretz of Ravina. So I have a machloikis, Reb Shimon Levi and Ravina, how to understand the first case in Amishna. Reb Shimon Levi Omar Loch, Hai Almanas Kechutz Tami. Don't look upon this Almanas as a Tanai, as a condition. Look upon it as an exception to the rule. meaning he's saying already nozer, I'm going to be a nozer, except for A, B, and C, except for shtiyas yayin and tumas meisim, and therefore that's not considered to be masna al mashe kosev b'Torah, because all he's doing is saying except, right? He's not doing a condition. He's doing chutz. That's not considered a condition, and therefore we have now the standard machlokes that we had back in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Tanakhama says I accept upon myself chatzan v'adzogim, and I accept upon myself tiklachas. I don't accept upon myself yayin amitam lemesim. It's chutz. Okay, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. What did the Mishnah say? You're a full fledged nazir. Oi oi kamar. Once you say from grapes, boom, you're a full fledged nazir. What does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon says no. Ad shi'azim mikulam. And since he was only mazir from one or two things, it's not that he's masna mashikosa b'toyer. He's just limiting and restricting his naziris only to one or two things. Same says to Reb Shimon, that's mutter. That's why Reb Shimon Levi says that Reb Shimon is choylik af the resh. Tanya kavasi de Ravina. I'm going to bring your right to Ravina against Reb Yeshua ben Levi. That what did Ravina say that when you go and say Al-Manas, it has a status like Masna Shekosev B'Torah, which takes the Braisa. Omer Hareni Nozer Al-Manas Sheheshoi Siyayin Metam Lameisim. Word for word, like the beginning of our Mishnah. Hareni Nozer Al-Manas Sheheshoi Siyayin and Metam Lameisim. What does it say in the Mishnah? What does it say in the Braisa? How do you say Nozer Bi'Osu B'Kulam? So far, just like the Mishnah. But now the Braisa adds, you know why? Exactly like what Ravina said, and therefore couldn't Ravina, even Reb Shimon would agree that since you master Makosha Batoira, the Tanai is bottled. So only in the middle case is there a machloikis according to Ravina. In the first case, everybody agrees he's a Nozvi Yosubikul. Yeah. One second, Barry. One second.
No, something I'll let our guest go first.
Okay, our guest, a chush of a guest. Yes, Danny.
Could you explain there what Ravina says?
There's a general, universal rule throughout the Gemara, not just in our Gemara. In fact, if you look at the B'chol HaMasna, you'll see that it's above Metziah and Kiddushin, Visham Nisman. In other words, look up Kiddushin, you'll see many other references called Masna. The Torah tells us that a person has to do certain things. And if you want to go and try to play with what the Torah says by making Tanoim, that is considered to be a no-no. The classic case from Kiddushin is a person, any person who gets married, he has to go and supply his wife with She'er Ksus V'Oina. What is She'er Ksus V'Oina? That's referring to food, to clothing, and Oina to marital relations. If the person says, I'm willing to marry you, Sprinza, but only on the condition that you waive these three conditions, that's a masna, al-masha kosa b'tayra. As an aside, when it comes to she'er and ksus, since that is related to money, there is a mandiyama that says you can waive money obligations, because money is fungible, you don't have to supply with the food and with the clothing. But kuli al-mamoydu, when it comes to the oina, which is referring to marital relations, that is not financial based, and therefore you cannot go and waive that. So bottom line is, if a person says, I am marrying you on that condition, the Tanai is batel, and the Kedushin is chal. Here too, the person is making the Naziris, al-manas, with a precondition. I want to be a Nazir, but only on the condition that A, B, and C. I want to be able to drink wine. I want to be able to metam the mason. You tell me you're being masna, you are making condition to go and undermine what the Torah says about Naziris, that tonight is butl umavutl, it's worthless.
But according to Ravina, does that make a difference that, for example, in the case of Kedushin, that it's he's making a tonight that's a responsibility towards someone else, and here it's responsibility towards himself. So
towards himself and towards the Rebbeinu Shalom. Naziris is more, if you will, a Ben Odom Lamokin thing. You're right, it's not Ben Odom Lachamera. But both cases have the same common denominator, that a person is being masna, he is trying to undermine what it says in the Torah by limiting and restricting. The Torah says, you're not going to eat chaser. Okay, but Rebbeinu Shalom, between you and me, I'll only eat a small piece of chaser only once a week, and I want to eat. Of course, that's not really a Tanai, but it's a similar type of concept. The Torah says you have to do A, B, and C. You cannot stop playing and saying, I want to condition this on that. You've got to do what it says.
So, according to Ravina, the other dimension of that, Shimon says that he agrees with the Naziris. What is he referring to?
You're referring to our Mishnah here?
Yeah.
Our Mishnah, the middle case, there was no Tanakh. The person said, I know there's a Parsha Naziris, but I didn't know the Nazir Asr B'Yayin. Had I known the Nazir Asr B'Yayin, I wouldn't have accepted upon myself. Says the Chacham, say the Chacham, makes no difference. If you took upon yourself any portion of the Naziris, including grapes, or Teglachas, or Tumas Meis, or anything, that's already enough. You're a full-fledged Nazir. Even if you say, I didn't realize that, makes no difference. Your Nazir, once you say part of the Naziris, you're a full-fledged Nazir. But Reb Shimon said, no. You're only a Nazir Achiyazim Mikula, and if you accept upon yourself, L'chadchila, all the dinim of Naziris. So there are two ways of doing that. Either just saying, already Nazir, that's already all-inclusive. Or if you want to start enumerating, then you enumerate everything. Already Nazir Mechatzan V'Yadzog. Already Nazir M'Nayayin. Already Nazir M'Teglachas. Already Nazir M'Tumas Meisim. Only then does it become a full-fledged Nazir. If he only cuts and pastes, I only want to be Nazir from this, only from that, says Reb Shimon, you're mutter. Not because it's a tonight. The reason why it's mutter is simply because that's not the way to take upon yourself Naziris. He has a posik that it said, Mechatzan V'Yadzog V'Yoychel, Mikoyla she'i osa migefen hayayin. Mikoyl tells you that you have to be mazer mikulan from all the Yisur, not just cut and paste. I only want from one or from the other.
That's valid?
Sorry?
If by mutter, doesn't he mean that's valid?
Mutter means that he is nothing. He can drink wine and he can be metam lemeisim. He's free from all the restrictions of
the Yisur.
He's free from the restrictions of the Yisur. Good. Yeah, he wants to ask something back.
Yeah, so the Mishnah on Gimel was Hareni Nazir Minachatem, so but here it's his condition is I want to be a Nazir provided on the condition that I can do it partially.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he a Nazir? His condition it's a halachically ineffective statement.
Good. So what happens if a person says Hariyat Kadeshusli, Petabazu, Kadas Moish of Yisrael, Al Manash Ain Alaih Alai Ksherksusvoin? What's halachatan?
It's not valid.
The kedushin is valid, and the tonight falls away.
Why is the kedushin
valid if he puts in those?
Well, let's get back to your.
He finished the statement. You got him on.
You see the high. Look at the toises down below. High almanas kechutz dummy.
Right. Ilu amar.
Okay. So skip that. Go to v'im toimer.
V'im
toimer. Makadish es aisha almanas she'ein olav she'er ksus v'oina.
Havi
mekadesh. Bottle. That's halacha.
Thank you.
Here too, you say he is a nazir, and the tanai falls
away. And cut, delete, and just how many nazirs remains.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Good. So continue on now, Rabbi Sai. We're going now towards the end of the Mishnah. It says at the end of the Mishnah, Yedea ani shanazir osir biyayin. The very last case in the Mishnah. What did it say? The very last case of the Mishnah. Yodei ani. We're talking four lines before the end of the Mishnah. Yodei ani shanozer osur biyayin. I know the nozer osur biyayin. Come on, I'm not an amoret. I was so very easy, but I thought shechomatini. The chom will be nice to me, and they will allow me an exception to the rule. I'm a special case. Neishani shein ani yochel lichias el biyayin. The chom understand that I have a. I don't want to say he's an alcoholic, but I have to drink wine, otherwise I just cannot exist. I have to have my...
I have a dependency.
A dependency on wine. I don't have my daily coffee with the caffeine urge and surge in the morning, but I have my yayin every morning, and I have my yayin every evening. I have to have that. The person is whining that he cannot drink wine. Or, even they should be covered with mason. Or...
Case in point.
Not wine. Or, should he covered with mason. Nebuch, that's my parnasa. I'm a grave digger. If I cannot go and dig graves and be in the Beis HaChaim and help out in the Kvuras HaMeis, I can't have parnasa. I can't support my family. Says the Tanakh, Mari Zimut. If that's the case, then the Naziris will not be Chal and he'll be a free man. Reb Shimon always said, oh, you're going to be a full-fledged Nazir. That's just been a hapachul. That's the opposite. Yeah. We kept it. Didn't you say the Reisha? The Tanakhama holds Arsim Reb Shimon Matir. What's going on over here? And the Gemara again gives an easy answer. As Ariel, you're always happy to point out that the Girsa or the Lashon of Nozer is Mishuna. Here too is Mishuna. You have to go and switch it around. That Hariza Arsim Reb Shimon Matir. In the Mishnah, it's unusual. That's why we're saying it's Mishnah.
How do we know? Just because it doesn't stem, we just go to that.
I know that intellectually you're not happy with story, that. And say. That's why the boys say, I have a noob shot. You don't have to go and do the Nahapachu. Hosam Reishik going to Nozar Mechoda with Rabbanan the Amri Afilu Le Nozar Le Achaz Mehen have a Nozir. He's awesome. The Rishim the Omar Chiaz Mekulam is Mutter. Seif in Donar Mekulu the Itchu Mechoda. Ah, so the Gemara says now a very, very beautiful pshat. But the Gemara says is even though the Lashon HaMishnah would not necessarily give that away, it says over here, Avosover Hoyis Shechom Matirimli, Zok the Rosh. That means that he's now approaching the rabbinical panel, the rabbinical tribunal of three. And he's saying to them, Raboise, I want you to know, I took upon myself full-fledged Naziris, the whole A to Z, Agansa Naziris. However, you got to go and find me a heter on some. I don't need a heter on the whole Naziris. I only need a heter on part of the Naziris. Which part? The part about drinking wine. I can't live without that wine. I can't live without that coffee. I have to have that wine every single day. I just can't. Or I cannot live without with this halacha of Tumas Mason because I have to go and that's my parnasa to go and be a grave digger. So therefore, I have to be Kaivis a Mason. So what happens now? When you go and ask the Bezin for that partial heter, will they be matir or will they not be matir? Says the Tanakam Haris and Mutter. We're going to be matter him to that extent, and perhaps to wipe away the entire Naziris. And Reb Shimon says, no, Osir, we're not going to do that. What's the difference? Says the one Amid Bezas, we'll see in a moment. Each one lishitosai. Just like the Tanakam says, that you only have to accept upon yourself one part of the Naziris, automatically a mushrooms, and you become a full-fledged Nazir. Only have to be matter one part of the Naziris, and automatically the whole Naziris falls away. But Reb Shimon, on the other hand, says that just like if you only take upon yourself one shtickle Naziris, is gunish, being matter one shtickle Naziris is also gunish. And so therefore, when this person took upon himself originally, full-fledged Nazir, Hareni Nazir, I'm a total Nazir, you only want to go and remove one aspect, can't do that, it's all or nothing. Presumably you can go back to the Bezin and say, okay, Bezin, if you're not willing to be matter me this one part about the Yayin of Thomas Mason, then be matter me everything because I can't exist. Presumably that would be okay. But to go and be matter only a part of the Naziris because I have to drink the wine because of my wine dependency or because of the grave digging, so sorry, you can't. It's all or nothing. So each one is shitose. Just like when you take upon Naziris, you have to take, according to the Tanakhama, you only have to take on one aspect. Mechatana vadzog, automatically you have mushrooms and upgrades and you're a full-fledged Nazir. Here too, you want to go and take away part of the Naziris, fine. Then the whole thing is mutter. It's, again, Tanakhama also holds all or nothing. So once you're matter part of it, then you matter everything. Only have to do both with the Kabbalah's Naziris as well as the Heter Naziris. You only have to focus on one facet. By the Kabbalah, you become totally Osir. By the Hatara, you become totally Mutter. Reb Shimon Lishitasi as well. Reb Shimon says you only become a Nazir if you take upon yourself everything. Once you took upon yourself everything, if you want to take away, then you have to take away everything. You can't just take away just one aspect, and that's why it's Osir. So now, having explained that, we'll see the Lashon again, the Gemara. In the Reish, you're going to Nozar Mechoda. You only took upon yourself Naziris from one, like we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, where the person said, "Arei Nozar Menash Shehei Shoisi Yamatam LeMeisim." Only taking upon myself part of the Naziris. What are the Chacham hold? Rabbanan the Amri Afilu Oy Nozar LeMiachas Mehen. That Mishnah back in Daf Gimel. No, Havi Nozar V'Yosef. Then he's a full fledged Nozar. You only have to take upon yourself from one part. Chatzar V'Yadzot. He's us. No, you have to go and take upon yourself everything. Once you start making exceptions to the rule, not this and not this and not that, then you're totally mutter. The Seifa, the Noda Mikulu, we're talking about the person did make a full-fledged native from everything. Now the Ichu Mechad, he only wants to be shoyel on his native. In other words, he's only trying to find a heter for one part of it. the drinking of the wine, or the tumas meisim. The rabbanon, the amri afilu loy nozer elami achas mehen have a nozer. Just like when you are mekabel naziris, you only have to take upon yourself one part, and automatically it spreads. Ki mitzul mechadim inayu also ishtri. As soon as you shoil on one part of it, it spreads and the whole thing becomes mutter. On the other hand, Reb Shimon, the Omer ad shi'az mikulan, you only become a nozer if you take upon yourself everything. Ki mitzul nami mehahu ad mitzul mekulu. Just like the kabbalas naziris, you have to take upon yourself everything. So now when you're being shoil on the naziris, mehahu, from one particular aspect of drinking wine or metamal amesim, that's worth as ad mishul mikulu, until you do a sheila on everything. If you're not doing a sheila on everything, sorry, you remain a nazir. That's why it says b'shimonais.
But it doesn't, in the Dorim we have that when you have a Pesach or a Neder, and yeah, Naziris is a subset of Nedarim,
mm-hmm,
if you have a Pesach, you find one opening,
mm-hmm,
one opening, you know, if I know that I would drive the rabbis crazy all day, mm-hmm, which would make the Neder know. I mean,
you're talking about the rule of Neder, Shehutta Mitzvah, Hutta Kula.
Right. And this, it feels like sort of Shimon's Cholek on that, I guess?
Shimon is only Cholek in Hilchas Naziris, not in Hilchas Nedar.
Why not?
The reason for that is because Kula, the Makoyer of his halacha is based on the pasuk that we quoted before. Mikoyl ashe yase megefen ayin. Remember the word, Mike Tavid, Shimon. Mikoyl ashe yase. It's either you take upon yourself the koil, or you don't take upon yourself the koil.
Or you request release from koil. Exactly. Or you don't.
Exactly. According to the
Seretz. Is he actually appearing in front of Beis Din?
The Mishnah doesn't sound like that, right?
Right. Because otherwise, you're saying something it's a, doesn't...
Brother Shai, I agree. When you look at the Lord Goshen and Mishnah, he says, Av Sobra, you say, the rabbis are good and nice.
Right. Like he's making himself...
he's making an old self statement for himself. Right. However, you have to look at the Rosh. You have the rush. Yep. My rush starts here, Sefer, the Nozer Mekulu. Do you have that? Or do you, it's really in the middle of the shtickle. The piece begins, Vo Amris Reisha Osir, from Shimon Matir.
Yeah, I have that.
You have that?
Solkadaita.
In the Havamin, we assumed in the Mishnah, Shibishas Nazirusa Lekibel Olav Yayin, because he says, I can't lift that wine. I know the rabbis will permit me. That was the Sokadaik.
Yeah.
And that's why the Gemara asked that, how can the Tashtirim at the Sefer, with Reb Shimon? Sefer, the Nozami Kulu, the Itchul Mechoda, what does that mean? Kibel Olav Nazirus Bistam, the Yachakach, what does it say now?
Balifnei
Chacham Nischaret Al Israyain Olatumis Mesim. The Omar, and when he comes in front of the Bez and he says, Kosovar Yisi, when I made the Naziris originally, I assumed that I could easily get a heter from Yachacham Matinali. She absolutely Lios Balik Bayayin. I believe I'm in the Mesim. Okay, the Rabbanan, Soif Nozget Chilis Nozim. Kimoy the Kabbalas Naziris, Im Kibel Olav Dover Echad, Chalav Kol Toyris Nozim. Who a dinami soif nozim nishal el echad huter from the ganse? Then you have a change in gear. So skip two lines. Reb Shimon nami sover soif nozim ketchilas nozim. Vafil leman di is lei neder shahuda miktasim huter kulai. That was your question. Hachamoida ki heichad betchilas nozim ein a nozat shiyaz mikulan, because of the pasuk has got to be kechayil hashiyotem. Es hachinami dinim charat alei huter shischarit al kulai. It's good, so therefore this is the exception to the normal rule of Nedarim, because I have a special pasuk here by Naziris of the Kechoyla She'yoytzim Begev Farayay, Mikol She'yoseh. So because of that Mikol, just like the Kabbalah has to be Mikol, the HaTorah has to be Mikol, but you saw the key words were what you were looking for, Bol Lifnei Chocham and Ischar, they came before the Chocham, the Mumcha, or in front of the three Hedjotzes. Good. Zoktimar V'yiboyesem, I have a third pshat in the safe of the Mishnah. Remember, the first pshat was we just switched around the words. Second pshat was that HaTorah is just like Kabbalah. What is this all about? You remember back in Masechta Nedarim, that Nan we learned.
It's one of the exceptions. Exactly.
Arba Nedarim Hetiru Chachamim. There were four classes of Nedarim with Chachamim were easily matir. What are those? The Nidrei Zeruzin, the Nidrei Havoi, the Nidrei Shkogas, the Nidrei Oinsin. Just to do a brief memory, recollection of what we did back in Mesechta Nedarim. The Nidrei Zuzim, for instance, you have a seller and a purchaser. They are handling on a particular item which did not have a fixed price, and the seller says, I swear I'm not going to give it to you for a penny less than 4 sloim. And the other person says, well, I swear I'm not going to give you a penny more than 2 sloim. And then eventually they settle it at 3. Do you have to be matir neder? No, because that's a derech mekocho memker, even though people shouldn't talk like that, but that's the way that people act, that they say, oh, I swear not a drop less than 4. But he knew immediately at Mishas Mas he was going to accept 3. Exactly. When this person said 2, he knew he was going to settle on 3, but this to show my conviction and my strength of my convictions, etc. So that's the first category. Second category was Nidri Havoy. Nidri Havoy is when a person goes and says, oh, on this derech which we just went now yesterday, there were more than 1 million people, Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. Here, of course, in New York, on Broadway or Fifth Avenue, maybe you have Kiyotzi Mitzrayim. But in the small little shtetlach in the Haim of Kishkin Holish and Hoydin Anish, in the big day of the year was when they had 100 people, not when they had 1 million people. So this is Nidri Havoy, that the person just stops saying exaggerations. Number 3 is Nidri Shkogois. What is Nidri Shkogois? So you have the third toises here, fourth toises, this short toises, Nidri Shkogois. Koinem kikr zeh imachalti hayoim. I go and put a koinem on this kikar, on this loaf of bread. I'm not going to eat it if I ate already today. The shachar shachar layam, and he forgot what to say. I did eat this morning. So it was a mistake. So therefore, the whole thing ab initio was a mistake. And nidri oinsin. What a nidri oinsin. So Toises gives another example. Somebody says to the other person, please, I want you to come to my home today and eat Kiddush Shabbos morning, and if you don't, I'm never going to have any more Hanoah from you. And the person had every intention of coming that morning for the eat Kiddush, and guess what? At the last moment, he got COVID. He got sick. He couldn't make it. I was going to come.
It was
freezing cold. It was only 7 degrees in the morning. So that's in the joints. Now, what's the halacha about all of these 4 special categories, Ruzin, Havoy, Shkogas, and Noitzin? V'yom Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Asi, Arbo, Nidorim, Halolu, Tzrich, and Sheil, Lechachom. It's an easy Shaila. In other words, it's not one of these difficult shailas that the Chacham are going to have to sit on for 3 days and write a 12-page tshuva. It's easy. Well, you go in front of the rabbis will say, okay, it's a Nidri Zruzen. However, Kiamrita Kamad Shmuel Amali said Shmuel about what Rav Asi just said. I'm sorry, I respectfully disagree. Tana Ktoni, the Tana of the Mishnah, said about these 4, Arbon Adorim Heitiru Chachomim. Tir Chacham means that this is a blank check. You don't even need to come to the Rabbanan. If your neder falls into one of these 4 categories, it's pre-cleared, automatically annulled. The Atam is Tzrich and Shaila, and you hold it, you have to go by Shaila. So Timor yet. The Machlokes Arman Mishnah now is between Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. What the Gemara leaves unsaid, what the Gemara means to say is, this, that the person is so desperate that he has to go and drink wine every day. And this other person who never first panosa, he needs to go and dig graves and he has to be metamel meisim. This is a nidrei oinsin. This is a big oinis. Now you and I might think the lack of drinking wine every day, nishas agrois oinis, but if you go to Alcoholics Anonymous, you'll see that the people, they just can't get out of that grip of the alcohol, certainly not easily. That's why you have to have all the ganze meetings. What do you say, Manu? And I have already 3 days I haven't drunk. Oh, congratulations, we'll give you an award. Anyway, the point is, the Gemara considers these to be nidrei oinsin. So therefore, Rabbanan Tzavri Kishmuel, Rabbanan hold like Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? That these are automatically waived. That's why it says in the Mishnah, the person says, Rabbi say, I can't. I need to drink wine. I need to be kovim meisim. How is the mutter? You don't even have to ask the rabbis. You're off the hook. That's Shmuel. Why did Reb Shimon say Oyser? Because Reb Shimon holds like Rav Asi. Did you not automatically? You can go to the rabbis and get a heter, sure. But this is not an automatic freebie that you're off the hook, pre-clearance, as you say. No, you have to, in fact, ask them. And then that's why, in fact, it says in the Mishnah, according to Rav Asi, according to Reb Shimon, I thought it's an automatic heter, like Shmuel says. Says Reb Shimon, no, there is no such automatic heter. It's also, you have to go to the Rabbanan. If the Rabbanan are bound to you, you'll have a heter. If they're not bound to you, you won't have a heter. But it's not an automatic freebie. So that's why the Chachamim say Harizah Mutter just by saying, Sovar Yishe Chacham Matirali, like Shmuel, and Reb Shimon disagrees. Fine? So we have three pshatim in the Mishnah to explain the system. Okay, now we have another Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Hareini Nozir V'olai Ligaleach Nozir. Now this is a very interesting situation. A person says, I'm taking upon myself the din of Nazirus, and in addition to that, I'm also taking upon myself Ligaleach Nozir. That if there's another Nozir in town, and he has to bring, of course, his three karbonos. I'm going to help him out with those karbonos. I'm going to pay for him. I'm a generous guy. So therefore, not only am I taking upon myself Naziris of 30 days, I'm also taking upon myself that if Yankel Beryl Shmerel, somebody else in town, needs to bring karbonos Naziris, Hari Eli, I'm going to go and do that as well.
It just says Balai Legalech means to shave. So
you're
where
absolutely
is
right.
Karbonos coming into play?
You're 100% right. The Gemara often throughout the Masechta uses that type of abbreviated shorthand. Why?
Does this fall under the category of Mishuna?
It goes into the category of when it says in other Gemara said, Chayiv Odom Lelamed is Talmidei Bederach Katzara. An abbreviated short, so the person should remember the key points, and then after that, he will elaborate on his own. Remember that in the good old days, people knew them, once you taught the Mishnayos, they knew the Gemara, they knew what the Pshat was. It's only in later generations, Ravina Ravashi had to compose the Gemara because people started forgetting.
Didn't we have the previous Mishnah that the person knew about Naziris, but he didn't know about the wine part, so...
There are Talmidei Chacham in Klal Yisrael, and there are Amoratzim in Klal Yisrael. They always were, and they always will be.
But shouldn't the Mishnah be written that everybody, regardless of their level of...
scholarship.
Yes, should be able to extrapolate exactly what is...
If that would be the case, we'd probably have double shas. So you wouldn't finish it in 7.5 years, you'd finish it in 15 years. So you teach your Talmud B'derech Katzar. You had a question, Danny?
Yeah. Do you need an edim to make another...
Sorry, once again, I can't hear
you. To make another Nazirus?
You do not need edim. You can go and say privately in your own home.
He makes this condition that he will help like everyone out, but like there is no one around.
Oh, that we're going to talk about in a moment. So you're going to say, well, we're not done yet. Anyway, so he said, let's call the person Yankel. Yankel says, I am a Nazir, and at the same time I take upon myself to go and pay for the kabbonis of another Nazir. His chaver Beryl was sitting there together with him at the same table. He said, you know, that's a great idea. I want to do the same thing. Ani, I also want to be a Nazir. And I also want to go and be so generous just like you and to go and pay for somebody else's kabbonis. Okay, so they both start. They're 30 days in the series. 30 days are now over. Each one of them has to bring a set of kabbanas. Says the Mishnah, how you pick them if the two are smart. In other words, if they talk to each other. Then each one can go and pay for the other's kabbanas. Because he didn't necessarily go and say that it has to be just for some poor guy who can't afford it. What he's saying is, I take upon myself 30 days in the series, and I will pay somebody else's kabbanas. Ah, that's great. Yankel has now concluded his 30-day Naziris. He will pay for Beryl's kabbanis. Beryl has completed his 30-day Naziris. He's going to pay for Yankel's kabbanis. And guess what? Neither of them will be out of pocket beyond the normal number of kabbanis that they have to bring and the amount that they have to pay in connection with the Naziris. Vimlav, however, if they didn't work hand-in-hand and talk about it, so then each one of them is going to have to go and pay not only for his set, but also for another Nazir somewhere else. And if there's no Nazir around at that time, he'll put the money away in a trust account until he hears a year later that Shmerel took upon himself Naziris. Shmerel, I'm going to buy your kabbanas because I've already reserved the funds I have in my trust account. I'm going to give it to you. So, Zoki Mari Bailo. Our Mishnah, you saw, was very, very express, where the first person said, Harini Nazir vi Alai. And the second person says, V'ani v'olai. The question is, what happens if Shema Chaver v'Amar V'ani alone? He wouldn't have said v'olai. He would have just said, First person said, I'm a nazir, if you're lila galech nazir for the other guy. And then the other person would say, Vani, and me too. Does that me too go on both of them? Or does it only go on part of it? That's more shy. Ma, Vani akula dibur mashma, and therefore if he would have just said Ani, it would have been sufficient, he would become a full-fledged nazir, and he'd have to go and pay for somebody else's kabbanos. Or yidil ma'apalge de dibur mashma, or maybe Vani would only apply to one of the two things that Yankel said. And now you're saying that's one of the two. If in fact you're going to go like the second tzad of the Iboya, then in that second tzad itself, you have now a shaila. If you're going to tell me, is a reisha or yaseifa? If he says only Vani, does that mean he only becomes a nazir? Just like Yankel, so Beryl says Vani, I'm also a nazir. Or just like Yankel said, volai levagreach, then Beryl will also be olai levagreach. But not, he won't be a nazir, he'll only have the din of olai levagreach. So it's a pretty straightforward. Shaila is Toshima. Let's try to bring a right from our Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Ni, V'olai l'galeach nozir, Imoye pichem egalchen zeh zeh. Frank Timor, Midik Omer Vani V'olai. It would have been enough to go and say Vani alone. Why does it add V'olai l'galeach nozir? Shema mina, V'ani is only apalga dibura. Vani would not be sufficient to cover the entire waterfront. In other words, both chiyuvim. It would only be one of the two. Because if Ani would be sufficient, why did the Mishnah add the words V'olai l'galeach nazir? Just say Vani, period. But now that we have established that, Frey Timura, but we still have to know which one of the Palgi Dibur. Meaning that if you only said, Seshma mina Vani, if you only said Vani alone, a Palgi Dibur. So Frey Timur Amri, which part of the Palgi Dibur? In, says the Gemara, you're right, a Palgi Dibur mashma. I agree with you. Vani alone will only be Palgi Dibur. Miu, Aresha, Oya Seifa. Which one of the two? The Gemara mean, no. I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah itself. What's the raya? Midik Omar v'olai ligaleyach. Shma mina. Vani al tchilas dibura mashma. Says the Gemara, I can be poisha from my Mishnah both parts of the Ibaya. Number one, Vani is not enough. Because Vani would be enough, you should just say Vani. Okay, so therefore, that's why he had to say Vani v'olai ligaleyach. But what happens, in fact, if he only said Vani? Does he become a Nazir? Or does he become an Olay Legalech Nazir that he has to pay for somebody else's Kabbalah? Says, well, I can be poshut that as well. How can he be poshut as well? Because it says in the Mishnah, Vani, V'Olay Legalech Nazir. Why didn't it say, Vani, the Hareini Nazir? Meaning, the Gemara is really asking, what does the Vani attach itself to? To the first neder that he made, that I'm going to be a Nazir? Or does it attach itself to the second neder that he made that I'm going to pay for somebody else's kabbalas? So I can bring a clear rai that Vani attaches itself to the first part, to the reisha, that I'm going to be a nazir. How do I know? Because the fact that the Mishnah continues on, Vani, v'olai l'galeach nazir, is Vani is referring to the first part, to the reini nazir. Because if Vani would refer to the olai l'galeach nazir, then it should go and say, ha reini nazir, Vani. Or, Ani v'areini nazir. And then the Ani would attach itself to the olei l'galeach nazir. The fact that it says, Ani v'olei l'galeach nazir, is a chasim of Ani attaches to the reisha, to the reini nazir. And olei l'galeach nazir is that second part which is not covered by the Vani. So chayr, I've been poishin my shayla beautifully. Omle revuna b'rei Rav Yishua l'rova. Mimai, dohachi. Who says that your rayas are correct? Lo'olam eim alav Ani akul l'dibura. The truth of the matter is it could be for Ani is sufficient. The imishum v'olai. Why does the Mishnah add on the olai legalech nazir? My kamar. V'olai b'hamilza. That v'olai is for emphasis. That he heard Yankel saying, I happen to be a nazir. I'm ready nazir v'olai legalech nazir. So he says, yeah, me too. Yeah, I also want to be Ani and olai legalech nazir. I want to do the same thing. Not that it was necessary. Maybe halachically it would have been enough to say Vani. Me too. And maybe that would already cover both parts of the Nazir, the Olei Galeach Nazir. The reason why the Mishnah tells us Vani, Olei Galeach, is just to go and show that this person really means it. Yeah, yeah. Me too. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm also already Nazir. I'm also Olei Galeach Nazir. So therefore it's really only, if you will, to go and emphasize the strength of his conviction in his taking upon himself with the Vani. But maybe Vani Taka would be sufficient. You don't have a clear-cut raya from the Mishnah, says Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua to Rav. Nachu. Mimai, dohachi. Li'oi l'meim alav Vani Yaakul, the word is enough. Fi mishum v'alai. Mike Omer, why did it say Volai in our Mishnah? He's saying Volai Ba Milza, that he's trying to tell us for emphasis, yeah, I mean it, I'm sincere, and I really want to do it. Diloy Temahachi, if you're not going to agree with this pshat, that he's only saying it for emphasis, Diktani Sefer, let's go and look at the Sefer. Where's the Sefer? The Sefer Mishnah is tomorrow's Gemara on the Amid Beis. The Mishnah quotes it, the Gemara quotes it. Harei Olai Legalech Chatzi Nozir, V'shamah Chaveir V'yamar V'ani Olai Legalech Chatzi Nozir. Person says, I only want to be a Chatzi Nozir, in other words, only for 15 days. And the other person says, I also want to be a Chatzi Nozir, only for 15 days.
Okay, I want to be, he says, Harei Olai Legalech Chatzi Nozir.
I'm sorry for the poor English translation. Let's go to the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amid Beis. Harei alai legaleh chatzi nozir, v'shama chaver v'yomar v'ani alai legaleh chatzi nozir. Ze megaleh nozir sholim, ze megaleh nozir sholim, divrei. Okay, that's a mitchum. You'll see in tomorrow's mission, tomorrow's gemara. What does the Tanakhama say? The first person said, I'm megaleh chatzi nozir. Now, wouldn't it have been sufficient for the second person just to say, v'ani? Yes, because these are not two separate parts of the nozir. Our Mishnah is talking about two nedarim, right? The neder of Naziris and the neder to go and bring somebody else's korban. Here we're only talking about one neder. Harei alai legaleh chatzi nozer. I want to be a 15-day nozer. And v'shama chaverin, he says, v'ani alai legaleh chatzi nozer. Do I need the words alai legaleh chatzi nozer? It would be enough to say v'ani. Couldn't everybody. V'ani, and me too. Why did it say alai legaleh chatzi nozer? To go and spell out with emphasis, yo, me too, just what you said, now I'm going to repeat word for word, just like you did. Ah, so Zokti Gemara, just like that Mishnah al Korchach, is not saying v'alai, because you need the two parts of the neder, v'ani on the hareni nozer, and v'alai in giving somebody else, paying for somebody else's karbanis, here too, you don't have a two-part neder, you only have one neder. Harei alai legaleh chatzin. Nozer b'shavuah mechaveir miyamar. Vani. Ani would have been enough. But the Mishnah continues on. Vani alai legaleh chatzin nozer. Hasa mi'ikat hartan mili. Are we talking about two separate subjects? No, we're only talking about one subject. Elamayka omar. Why does the Mishnah insist on saying vani alai chatzin nozer? Alai ba'milza. What he means to say is, I'm emphasizing. Yeah, I mean, me too. That what? That I'm also taking upon myself a chatzin aziras. Look, hachanami could be the same thing in our Mishnah. He came alai b'hamilza. Then when he said vani v'alai legalech nazir, it really wasn't necessary. Vani might have been sufficient. He said v'alai legalech nazir. Just like that Mishnah is lav davka. It's only for emphasis. Here too, it's only lav davka, only for emphasis. Amalei Rava, says Rava. Rava was the one that said, I can be poished from our Mishnah. Says Rava, hochi ashta. Nah, the upshot is not a good pshat. Iyam is bishleim reisha, tzricha, sefer loy tzricha, toni sefer loy tzricha, mishim reisha de tzricha. If you're going to go and tell me that my pshat in the Mishnah is correct, that if you have a two-part neder, that you have to say vani and olai, because vani alone doesn't do it, you have to have both. So then tzricha, that our Mishnah really had to spell it out. V'amar vani, v'olai legoyech nazir. I, in that Mishnah tomorrow, it's not necessary, because it's only a one neder, not a double neder. Even though it wasn't necessary for stylistic, poetic form.
Symmetry.
Symmetry. Just like in our Mishnah we said, vani olai. There too it says vani olai, even though it was not necessary. But symmetry, same style Mishnah, we say the same word. Even though the Sefer didn't need to add those words, vani olai, legaleh, blah, blah, blah. But symmetry. Eliamris, reisha loy tzricha. And then you're going to tell me, sefer loy tzricha. Both of them, you don't really need volai. You're just throwing it in for emphasis. Come on. Tani reisha loy tzricha, tani sefer loy tzricha. That's a very hard pshat. And that's why Rav insists that he is right. Not like Rav Huna Berei de Rishua. And you can bring a right from our Mishnah that vani alone would not do the trick. You have to go and say vani, mit olai, to be mekabel on yourself. Both parts of the neder. Stop over here, boy. Say this is a new sugya. Have a wonderful day.